Nolte, Disney-owned ABC censors Bluey episode over fat-shaming. By John Nolte on May 5, 2023. The Australian animated show Bluey was censored by the fascists and groomers at Disney-owned ABC after some viewers whined about fat-shaming. The Season 3 episode, titled Exercise, featured Bluey's father Bandit embarking on a fitness regime after he stands on the bathroom scales and grabs his paunch, reports the far-left Deadline. Apparently, that's it. That's all that happened. That moment on the scale is considered shaming. So, in other words, Disney is happy to promote homosexuality, adult sexuality, transvestites, and drag queens to your underage children. But a guy stepping on a scale and being so unhappy with his weight he does something about it is a bridge too far. Come on, there's fat shaming, and then there's fat shaming. If you dehumanize someone over their excess weight, that's despicable behavior, that's fat shaming. Having a guy step on a scale and be unhappy with the results is a healthy lesson, a healthy way to, yes, shame. To a degree, people should be fat shamed. Excess weight is unhealthy and causes untold miseries. Lessons about remaining physically healthy are good things. Lessons about someone stepping on a scale and doing something about the results are excellent, especially for kids. Thanks to my obsession with my weight, my quality of life is much improved. That obsession keeps me healthy and moving. If I weren't ashamed of gaining excess pounds, I'd be fat, unhealthy, and unhappy. Now that I'm 57 years old, all those years of exercise are starting to pay off and will really pay off even more in the coming years. There is no downside to teaching people to exercise if they feel bad about their weight. It's all upside. Then there's the whole issue of Disney's hypocrisy regarding censoring art. Get a load of this. Back in 2016, the same Disney company currently censoring art over a nothing moment of fat shaming is the same Disney company that successfully sued an outfit called VidAngel for tens of millions of dollars because VidAngel's legally purchased DVDs and edited out content offensive to some Christians. Sex, graphic violence, foul language, etc. Oh, we can't have that. We can't edit out the filth. We can't respond to Christian sensitivities. That's a violation of our precious artistic integrity. But what is appropriate to censor? Anything that upsets fat people. Here's how the groomers at Disney spun this censorship. The recent episode of Bluey, Exercise, has been republished. Republished is straight up Orwellian. By ABC following a decision by the makers of the program. The new version provides families with the opportunity to manage important conversations in their own way. As the home of Bluey, the ABC supports the decision to re-edit the program and we have updated the episode on our platforms. BBC Studios will use this revised version for global distribution and also support this decision. Disney will pour filth, fetishes, perversity, and adult sexuality all over your children. But don't you dare show a cartoon character doing something proactive about his weight. How about a Bluey episode with Fatty Fatty 2x4 having his diabetic toes amputated? How about a Bluey episode with Thunder Thighs falling over dead due to cardiac arrest? The Walt Disney Company is now so morally broken I can hardly wrap my mind around it. Decent parents do not leave their children alone with Disney. Not if you want to protect that child's innocence and mental stability. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.